Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has this next story.
Out in Elma, Washington, there's a modest dairy farm. It's set against the backdrop of low hills and the cooling towers of the defunct Satsup nuclear plant. On the farm, cows are doing what cows do.
There's the first baby.
Oh, how old is that cow?
Well, just a couple hours. That's a couple hours, you know, new baby, you know, new mama. So what we do, we milk her, giving the first milk to the baby. So the first colostrums.
That goes to her own baby, not to the...
Yep, to her own baby. That's the main thing. Give the milk to their own baby, the first milk.
Jose Torres owns the place, but that wasn't always the case. Jose started out as an ordinary farm worker when this farm was owned by a guy named Bill Garris. Bill's father farmed around here, and so did his grandfather. But when it came time to pass on this land and this way of life, Bill didn't give it to his children. He gave it to Jose. Bill's wife Jenny explains how Jose became part of their family starting more than 20 years ago when Jose was new and barely spoke English.
He was working on things, winterizing the house. My kids all went outside to visit with him. The dog was in love with him. What stands out for my kids was he would drive the cat crazy or the dog or the chickens because he would talk. You know, my kids said he could talk all those languages with the animals. Like a rooster would go like berserk because Jose would tease it in chicken language, right?
Do you still speak chicken?
Oh, well, you know, I try.
Was it clear that Bill and Jose were becoming close?
Yes, from the beginning.
How could you tell?
Because he went to Bill and wanted to learn more, and Bill loved to teach. And so Bill never had to go to him and say, hey, you want to learn this? Do you want to get better at this? Like he would try to do often with the other employees. Jose would go ahead of him and say, hey, can I learn this?
I told him, like, if you show me how to do the job once, that's it. The next one is mine. I can do it by myself. And he loved that. And he teach me all that good stuff. Feeding the calves the right way, you know, the first milk, the colostrums for the new babies, the newborns. Bill was acting exactly like my dad. And I don't know if that's the reason I just attached it to him really, really well.
So Jenny, you have how many children?
Five children. All adults, all employed, and five grandchildren.
And how many of them are farmers?
None.
So Bill's a third-generation farmer. His grandfather farmed, his father farmed, and then he took it over. Was there an expectation that your kids would take over the farm when he retired?
No, and he would never have retired. His dad didn't. And no, there was no expectation that they would farm.
Did that disappoint you at all?
No. Nor him. My husband encouraged all of them to be teachers. He thought a public teacher was the highest of calling, a public school teacher. And he tried to talk all of them actually into teaching school.
At what point did it start to become a question of, like, who's going to take this farm over when Bill can no longer farm it himself?
That only was after he realized he was sick enough that he was going to need to stop working. He was having intermittent pain in his stomach over a summer. He realized that it was more than just an intermittent stomach pain. And then he was diagnosed.
He is diagnosed with what?
Pancreatic cancer that had already metastasized to his liver. So he was on immediate palliative care.
When he was sick, you know, really, you know, that morning, and it wasn't really normal for me because he never missed a day, you know, here. He always show up and he always been here at 5 o'clock. He started to feed the animals. So I talked to him, Bill, you better just go and check with the doctor. That morning that he came and told me that what he had, it really changed my life. And like for a month, my head was spinning, you know. That was kind of hard, really, really hard. He's still present everywhere. And I believe he's one of the stars up in the sky. I still miss him.
What do you remember about the conversations around that? I mean, when it became clear that he was ill and there wasn't an obvious person in your own family, I guess, your nuclear family, to take over the farm. So how did you sort of wrestle with that?
There was never any wrestling with who it would be. It was more like the timing had come a lot sooner. They were working on, I think, becoming partners. It just accelerated it.
So you decided that Jose would be the guy. Mm-hmm. What did that mean to Bill, to have someone to pass the torch to?
An immense amount of peace. He loved being able to do that for Jose, to give him that opportunity. He wrestled with it because he wasn't ready to stop farming. So he never wrestled with the fact that it would be Jose. But of course, he fought pretty hard. It did not matter to Bill where a person was from at all. He loved learning about different cultures and different people. And so I think for Bill, he especially loved the fact that he was passing it on to a different culture and changing it in that way. Meant a ton to him.
He thought that that had value.
Oh, yes. I don't know if there are any other Mexican men who own farms in Washington. They may. I don't know if there are. And it wasn't necessarily important for him to be the first one, but it was very important for him to say that anyone can be an owner, anyone can be the boss. They don't all have to just be the employees. And he did that by doing it, not by saying it. He loved Jose.
Yeah. So you never feel like, oh, it would be nice if this stayed in our family, if our kids were still here, and maybe they could go into business with Jose or something? That just isn't on your emotional radar.
No, it's not, actually. I don't have any need to have things follow bloodlines. It's never been important to me. DNA is DNA, but my family is the people that surround me.
And that goes back also to where your kids come from, right? Four of your five kids are adopted?
Yes, they are, and it does. But, you know, it comes down to my friendships. It comes down to the way I live my life. I have always been that way.
You know, Riker, their grandkid, he loved cows. He liked cows. You know, when he was around here, he comes and he likes to be with me in the tractor and all that. And who knows, maybe I told him, maybe I'm only a little bridge from now until if they want to farm later on, you know. It's all right. I understand. And if for some reason, someday they want to come back and want to keep doing on the family and all that, I'm more than happy the chance that they give me to be in a dairy farmer.
Jose Torres and Jenny Garris speaking from Jose's dairy farm in Elma, Washington.